South Texas will never be red again. Home builders warn GOP over Trump's immigration raids. Home builders are warning President Donald Trump that his aggressive immigration enforcement efforts are hurting their industry. They're cautioning that Republican candidates could soon be hurt. 2. Construction executives have held multiple meetings over the last month with the White House and Congress. They discussed how immigration busts on job sites and in communities are scaring away employees, making it more expensive to build homes in a market desperate for new supply. Beyond the affordability issue, the executives made an electability argument. They raised concerns to GOP leaders that support among Hispanic voters is eroding, particularly in regions that swung to Trump in 2024. Hill Republicans have held separate meetings with White House officials to share their own electoral concerns. This story is based on 8 interviews with home builders, lawmakers, and others familiar with the meetings. I told lawmakers straight up, South Texas will never be red again. That's according to Mario Guerrero, the CEO of the South Texas Builders Association, a Trump voter who traveled to Washington last week. He urged the administration and lawmakers to ease up on enforcement at construction sites, warning that employees are afraid to go to work. The construction industry is one of the latest and clearest examples of how the president's mass deportation agenda continues to clash with his economic goals, bringing down prices, and his political aim of keeping control of Congress. Even the president's allies fear disruptions to labor-heavy industries will undermine the gains with Latino voters that Republicans have made in recent years, in large part because of Trump's economic agenda. These concerns were the central focus of a White House meeting this week between Chief of Staff Susie Wiles, Speaker Mike Johnson, and a group of Republican lawmakers, according to 3 people with knowledge of the meeting. Granted anonymity to discuss it, the group talked about growing concerns that Hispanic voters are abandoning the Republican Party in droves, as well as the policies driving these losses, immigration and affordability. Representative Monica de la Cruz of Texas was among the lawmakers in attendance on Wednesday. She, alongside South Texas leaders, held 2 additional meetings this week, one with Speaker Johnson, and another with the White House Office of Legislative Affairs. They discussed her proposals for new policies to address worker shortages, including legislation to streamline visa programs, and address the need for workers in the agriculture and construction industries. I will continue to focus on what matters, delivering common sense policy solutions for the hardworking immigrants who strengthen our communities, and making home ownership affordable for all Americans, de la Cruz said in a statement to Politico. When asked about the meetings, the White House meeting with lawmakers followed others with builders and trade groups this month. A number of industry representatives met at the White House in early February, and the South Texas Builders Association traveled to Washington last week for meetings with lawmakers, including Representatives Mark Amodei of Nevada, Andy Harris of Maryland, and Henry Kuehler of Texas, as well as an ICE official. All 3 serve on the House Appropriations Homeland Security Subcommittee, with Amodei and Kuehler as the top Republican and Democrat on the panel. They started off with, "Hey, we were all Trump supporters. We thought he was going to secure the border and then kick out criminals. We just never thought that they were going to be coming after our folks, our workers." On that, Kuehler said, recounting the builders' message. "They're builders, contractors, lumber companies, cement companies, and even in the finance part of it. That type of ripple effect has hurt their economy, not only individuals, but their economy." Kuehler also said that he has asked acting ICE director Todd Lyons to set up a business liaison to work with the builders. He said the director was receptive, but the idea stalled amid immigration-related clashes in Minnesota. A spokesperson for Amodei deferred to Kuehler's office. Harris' spokesperson did not immediately respond to a request for comment about the meeting. A White House official did not comment on the meetings, but pointed to the president's efforts to establish and update programs to help Americans fill jobs in key sectors. The official also highlighted the Labor Department's Office of Immigration Policy, which was set up to help industries by streamlining the visa process for temporary workers. "There is no shortage of American minds and hands to grow our labor force, and President Trump's agenda to create jobs for American workers represents this administration's commitment to capitalizing on that untapped potential while delivering on our mandate to enforce our immigration laws," said White House spokesperson Abigail Jackson. RNC senior advisor Danielle Alvarez said Trump earned the support of Hispanic voters in 2024 because his policies are aligned with the priorities of our community. She pointed to a number of policies including the elimination of tax on tips, as well as the president's efforts to lower prices at the grocery store and the gas pump, and bring manufacturing jobs back to the U.S. to create good paying jobs and pathways to upward mobility. "We see our priorities reflected in an agenda focused on high wages, lower costs, and more opportunity," she said in a statement. The meetings this month came after Democrats crushed a Republican in a special runoff election for a state Senate seat in a Trump-friendly district in Tarrant County, which includes most of Fort Worth, rattling Republicans nationally. New research from the American Business Immigration Coalition and Comité de 100, first obtained by Politico, shows how slipping support among Latino voters could affect Republican-leaning districts in Texas, Pennsylvania, Florida, and California. Trump, whose own businesses have relied on immigrant labor, has been sympathetic to some concerns from industry leaders, including in the hospitality and agriculture sectors. Last summer, the president shifted his immigration policy after raids hit meatpacking plants and dairy farms in rural communities. Still, Trump, Vice President J.D. Vance, Housing and Urban Development Secretary Scott Turner, and congressional Republicans have blamed inflated housing prices on immigration. An analysis from Harvard University's Joint Center on Housing Studies found that while immigrants do drive up housing demand, the surge in home prices and rent predates the recent surge in immigrants in 2022 and 2023. Builders are continuing to push for targeted enforcement, and for the White House and lawmakers to look at policy solutions to help their industries find workers, including legislation that creates new temporary visa programs and offers pathways to citizenship. Guerrero, and others interviewed for this story, complained about what they described as former President Joe Biden's open border policies, and argued that they don't support amnesty for immigrants who enter the country illegally, a key reason many of them supported Trump. But they do want policies that will help them employ legal workers. In some of the meetings this month, attendees discussed the Dignity Act, a bipartisan bill spearheaded by Representatives Maria Salazar of Florida and Veronica Escobar of Texas, designed to strengthen border security but also modernize work visas and provide legal status to unauthorized immigrants who meet certain criteria. Another bill from Representative Lloyd Smucker of Pennsylvania, backed by De La Cruz, would create a new visa program for certain industries, including construction and hospitality. Johnny Vasquez, executive officer of the Rio Grande Valley Builders Association, noted that Hidalgo County turned red for the president in 2024, an example of gains the GOP will lose if the policies don't shift, he argued. For me, and for our association, we need workers, whether they're American or not, he said. We just need workers.